On today's episode of You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we are asking the question, are you ready to buy a home? Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I'm Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning in for episode number two. Episode number two of this podcast dedicated to helping you be a smart home buyer, especially for the new home buyers out there. In case you missed the first episode, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. I hang my hat with Skyline Properties. It's my favorite place to be. We here on this podcast, which is me, I'm here on this podcast to help you make, to help guide you through the step-by-step process in buying a home and answer other questions that come up. So these first few episodes that we're putting out are definitely more sort of part of the ultimate home buyer's handbook that I hand out, breaking down each of those little chapters into an episode. So these first few, they're really is if you don't know what the steps are to buying a home, listen to these first 10 especially, and then we're going to get more anecdotal as we move on. But for today, I think the very first thing you want to start thinking about is, are you ready to buy a home? That's the question people ask. I know when I bought my first home, I went into a class thinking I had 5 years until I could buy. Turned out it was actually 6 months. So it was great. And I think the question, the answer to are you ready to buy a home is really about just switching that mindset from being a renter to a buyer. Because if you're asking the question, you are ready. It's just about taking those few steps to make it happen. People worry about lots of different things that actually don't prevent you from buying a home, like education loans. Everybody has those. And they're like, oh, I've got $50,000 in debt, nobody's going to give me a loan. Actually, you can, you know, and the truth is you're already paying a mortgage. You're just paying your landlord's mortgage, right? So let's just see how you can work things to pay your own and start building, you know, a good foundation in your life. So first thing is that mental shift to start thinking about, okay, you know, I could own this. I can own my own place, whether it's a condo or a single family home. The next thing people start wondering is like, well, do I even have the cash to purchase a home? Well, you know, back in the days, back in, you know, the 60s, you know, you were expected, yeah, you put 20% down. Certainly in the Seattle area, most people are not buying a home with 20% down. Even, you know, of course, the more money you can put down on a home to start, the lower your mortgage payment's going to be each month. It's basically that simple. But you can actually get into a home with virtually $0. You know, as long as whether your credit's there, you know, your income's at the right level. There are down payment assistance programs. And let me say that more clearly, down payment assistance programs in Washington state and in all other states, but really here in Washington, that you can go in with 0% down and they will help you get into a home. Of course, there is an income cap on there, but, you know, most of the people that I'm working with that are thinking about that, they don't have to worry about that. The income cap is pretty high. Now, of course, they do add things like it's a little higher of an interest rate if you go that way. But that's kind of how it is anyway. The more money you put down, the less of an interest rate you're going to have. And when you go to buy a home, it's not just the cost. Like, let's say it's a $400,000 home, and let's say you saved up 3% of that. So we're talking $12,000. There is an additional cost to buying a home called closing costs. So, and that varies from house to house. But let's say you may need another $5,000 in closing costs paid. Like that's just an example. Don't hold me to that. You need to talk to a lender to find out exactly what it will be on each individual home. So just to throw a random number like $5,000 in closing costs out there. Now, what you can do on, say, a $5,000 closing cost purchase is instead of giving that seller $400,000, you give them $405,000. And then you ask for $5,000 back at closing. They still get the $400,000 that they wanted, right? But now they're paying those closing costs for you. That's allowed by most lenders. So that's a way you can get in. You know, let's say you're just putting 3% down, but the down payment assistance program is covering that 3% for you. Now that's not free money. Let's be clear. They're going to tack that onto your loan at the end. That's just how they work it. But you can end up getting into a house or a condo. Now, for an example on when this is like a good idea, is I did work with this couple in up in Everett, Washington, where they realized the difference between the apartment they were renting and using the down payment assistance program to get into a condo was about $100 a month difference. That they're going to pay $100 more a month, but then they were going to own the place and they could build equity. And then in a few, about 5 years, they expect we're going to try to find them a little single family home because they can then use the cash that they would get from a sale of a home to buy themselves, a bigger spot. So, the important thing is figuring out a way to get into the market. Once you're in there, it's a lot easier. But let's say you don't want to do the down payment assistance program. There's other ways that people don't even realize that they can acquire money to use for a down payment or for closing costs. 401ks. Now I'm not the tax accountant. So double check with them on this. But for a majority of people, you can use your 401k. You can withdraw from that if it's the first time you're buying a home, and use that with no penalty. You don't have to make that early withdrawal penalty payment. You do have to pay the taxes that were deferred on that, but you don't have to pay that penalty fee. And now let's look at this. You're in a 401k. Does your company do they match you up to 3% or something like that? If they're doing that, and you want to buy in a year, max out the percentage that they'll donate or they'll give you towards your 401k. Because if they'll give you 3% a match in a year, spend a year putting in 3%, that 3% yourself, then take it out when you go to buy the home. That's 6% that you have right there to buy a home. There's a lot of creative ways. You can also, you can get gift money. I know not everybody is in that position, but maybe, you'd be surprised. Sometimes people go out shopping, they're on their own, and then family members are like, we should, let's kick it in a little for them. We're going to help them get a place. So strange things do happen. Windfalls happen. You never know. So yeah, that's about it. Like, I think the takeaway from this episode is being ready to buy a home is a mental game. If you're asking the question, you probably are ready. You just have to figure out that path to get there. Then the other one is financials. You got to figure out whether you're going to use a down payment to lower your monthly cost or if you're going to use one of these programs, so you can put anything down you want, anything, from zero down all the way to, you can buy it all cash if you got it. And if you got the cash to buy one, definitely see me. Well, I'll hook you up. But there we go. Figuring out the best amount to put down is kind of the talk It's between yourself and anyone else you're buying the home with, and of course any lender, and figure out what's the best situation for you. So, and we'll get in the next episode, we're going to be getting into the pre-approval process. That's kind of the, as soon as you've decided you're ready to buy, you need to go get yourself pre-approved. Even, you know, actually even maybe like 6 months to a year ahead of time, because you want to do a little checkup and make sure you're in the best situation. So the next episode, we're going to talk about pre-approvals. Till then, I'm Silas Lindenstein. And this is You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. Hey folks, Silas Lindenstein here with Skyline Properties. If you are looking to buy or sell a home in the Seattle area, please give me a call at 206-351-9230, or you can email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. That's S-I-L-A-S. At silasgetsreal.com.